We celebrate today this feast in honor of our Blessed Lady's seven sorrows. And we go through them. In fact, these little windows on the lower level here are the seven sorrows of our Blessed Lady. So if you pray the Rosary of Our Lady of Sorrows or want to have greater devotion, you've got it all set up. It's almost like the Stations of the Cross. You can go from window to window. You've got the seven sorrows. But in the midst of the sorrow that is there, as we heard in the Collect, that the prophecy of Simeon is coming true at this point, that a sword of sorrow is piercing the heart of our Blessed Lady. The Greek word that is used in Luke's Gospel and in the second chapter back when Simeon makes that prophecy is a word that is used only once in the Gospels, only twice in the entire Bible, actually. It's a certain kind of sword that is being spoken of. And so it's not a typical kind of sword that somebody would carry, but rather a sword of sorrow, a broad sword in the way that it would be usually translated. But a sword of sorrow would pierce Our Lady's heart. And that's exactly what happened at the foot of the cross. So the sorrow that she did not have to endure, as the other mothers did at Bethlehem, now she had to do 33 years later as she stood at the foot of the cross. However, it is in the midst of that sorrow, in the midst of that pain, that the greatest of all of the gifts to us come about, other than, of course, the gift of our Lord himself that she gave us. And that is exactly what we hear from our Blessed Lord as he's standing at as he is hanging on the cross and Our Lady is standing at the foot. We are told that Jesus looked down and saw his disciple there whom he loved. You have to remember, again, in St. John's Gospel, there are three people whose names are never mentioned. It is our Blessed Lady, it is two of them never mentioned, our Blessed Lady and St. John. There's a third one in there whose name is mentioned, but each time it's mentioned, we're told what it means, and that's Thomas. The name means the twin. And so the point of that is to say that, first of all, Our Lady's name is not mentioned because she is the woman of Genesis 3. And so every time that we hear Jesus referring to her as woman, which is not a disrespectful thing in Hebrew, by the way, that's a normal Hebrew way of addressing somebody. But nonetheless, it is to bring us back to the prophecy of Genesis. There will be enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. And then these two others, the two apostles whose names are one not mentioned and the other given to us what it means. Thomas, the name means twin. That's because you are the twin. And so at times you're going to say, well, let's go to Jerusalem with him and be killed with him. Other times you're going to say, oh, I'm not believing that until I can see it. You know, we're just like Thomas in so many ways. But St. John never mentions his own name, but simply calls himself the beloved disciple. That's because you are the beloved disciple. And so rather than making it a specific individual, he's keeping it vague so you can put your name in there. Just as you do with Thomas as the twin, now you're there at the foot of the cross, and our Lord is looking at you and saying, behold your mother. And he looks at his mother and says, behold your son. You are a member of Jesus Christ through baptism. And so therefore, you are a child of Our Lady. But it is here at the foot of the cross that, again, it is important that our Lord says, behold your mother. What she is doing there is internal, is entirely maternal for us. Obviously, it's maternal in a different way for Jesus. His mother is right there with him as he's going through this. It is here that she becomes our mother. Not just in the sense of being entrusted to us by her son on the cross, but this is where her spiritual maternity takes place. She conceived us in her heart at the moment that the angel Gabriel asked her if she would be the mother of God. In saying yes to Jesus, she said yes to the whole Christ, the physical Christ and the mystical Christ. We are members of the mystical person of Christ. She said yes to all of us. She carried us in her heart as a mother would, as St. Luke goes out of his way to point out that she pondered all these things in her heart and so on. So if she conceived us in her heart, where did she give birth? When her heart was opened by the sword of sorrow at the cross. And it is at that moment that Jesus can look at his apostle, at his disciple, at his beloved disciple, that is you, and said, behold your mother. In the spiritual realm, she is your mother who gave birth to you spiritually at the foot of the cross. So now we then have to say, what is our response to that? It simply says the disciple took her into his home. That's our response. To open our hearts now, as she opened her heart to conceive us, now we want to open our heart to receive her, to take her into our home, to take her into our heart. Just as we say at Holy Communion, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. We're not talking about the roof of our physical house. We're talking about the temple of the Lord that we are. That's where Our Lady needs to be right there in our home, at the very hearth of our home, to be the center for us and to be the mother. That's who she is. That's where she wants to be. And of course, read Scripture every single time, other than, of course, the Acts of the Apostles, where she's with the apostles after Jesus had risen. Every single time you hear about Our Lady, she is where Jesus is. So if she's in your heart, guess where Jesus is going to be? Right there with his mom. And so it is he who is telling us what's going on at the foot of the cross. It is our redemption. It is our salvation. But it is also our great consolation. It is the spiritual maternity of Our Lady and our spiritual sonship, where we become the sons and daughters of God, the sons and daughters of our Blessed Lady. Maybe as she looks at us, that's the eighth sorrow of Our Lady, but let's at least try to make it a happy thing for her, as it is a great blessing for us.